You stand on principles, a system of beliefs, a solid fundamental foundation upon which why you stand gives you every necessary ingredient necessary to fortify your stand. In other words, you're not standing just to be standing. You're standing for a reason. It's what you believe. It's what you know. It's what you've experienced. You're standing for a cause. You're standing for a cause. The principles upon which you stand give you the necessary strength when your standing is challenged. You see, because if you don't have principles to stand on, when you start getting hit and attacked, you'll start, well, what am I standing up here for? Like a fool. No, you're a fool if you don't know why you're standing. But when you're standing for something that's worth standing for, those principles re-engage you in the battle. They re-fortify you. They give you strength from the principles themselves to maintain your stance in God.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Apostle James Brodnick.
I said $15. You said, that's what you're going to make. Then you told me $18. You said you're going to manage in that job.
And you became the man.
When Apostle Brodnick prays and prophesied, miracles happened.
Yes, anointed with that oil.
Anointed with that oil.
And the pain just went
away. The pain just went away.
Miracles happened.
You said the Lord is going to take care of that boy behind bars. God's working.
Apostle J.L. Brodnick returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. You can join us each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. For more information, 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Brodnick. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God did something absolutely incredible for us. It was absolutely incredible. This started two months ago, roughly. Our landlord at our apartment, he told us that he was going to raise the rent by $200. And I was telling God, I said, God, you know, I'm tired of getting this man my money. I'm thankful for being able to do it, but I'm just tired of paying rent. I want a home. And so we had came to church, and an apostle was in service that night. And I said, God, I said, I'm going to plant a seed. I said, I'm going to plant a seed. And I had a $100 seed. And I said, I'm going to plant this. I want a home. So I came around, and I dropped the money in the bucket. And apostle said, it's a done deal. So I said, okay. So I went on back to my seat. Now, let me start by saying, we wanted this home. We ain't have no credit. We ain't have no money, no down payment, no nothing. So the next day, we get ready to go. I was getting ready to go to work. My wife said, you know, go ahead and take off, and we're just going to go and look for houses. So we called a realtor. The realtor was available. We went out that day. We started looking for places. Went to probably about 10 different houses. We found one house, and we walked in. We was like, this is the one. This is the one. So then we came to service later on that night, and I think this was probably like the 30th of the month or something like that. And the apostle was preaching, he was saying, "By just trust God, just stand on God's word." And so I think he called for like a $300, $400 seat or something, and the only thing we had was our rent money, okay? But I say, you know what, God, I trust you more than this rent. This is what I pastor teaches. So we planted the rent money. And so I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen come tomorrow, but I just trust in God. So situations happen where the landlord was out of town or something or another for like 2 weeks or something or another. And by the time, he didn't even come to us for the rent. He came to us for the rent like 2 weeks later by the time we actually had it again. So this is the first miracle, all right? So long story short, we found the house. We put in an offer. The initial offer we put in, the people rejected. Then we put in another offer, and they actually wind up accepting the offer. So, again, we're just going on complete faith. Long story short, by the time God worked everything out, not only did we close on the house, but we closed with no money down, no money out of pocket, no closing costs, no credit, no nothing. No nothing. No nothing but the Lord. It was nothing but God. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. And see, I'm going to tell you, the pastor said don't preach, huh? But see, y'all wasn't there when they used to put the eviction notices on the door. Y'all wasn't there then. So if y'all don't want to praise God right now, I praise him all by myself because we know what God done did. Amen. Now, and then I'm going to close. But to take it a step further, because we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ever ask or think. We planted a seed, and there was an opportunity that came up. And I'm like, when I saw the opportunity, I said, I'm like, why can't nobody else see this opportunity? And it was so apparent to me. And God showed me exactly how to present it to the company, how to market it, how to package it, the whole nine yards. And I'm standing here to tell y'all that on Wednesday, God gave me and my wife our own business. Okay? He gave us our own business on Wednesday. We closed on our house on Thursday, and my last day on my job was on Friday. Hallelujah! Now, this is the God that we serve. This is the God that we serve. And if you don't want to praise him, I'll praise him for myself. I'm telling you what I saw for myself. I'm telling you, I saw it. I saw it. Just praise your way through and keep giving and trust in the man of God. Amen.
Yes, beloved child of God, that is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. And the good news is this. You could be the next one on this broadcast testifying and bragging on God just like that. See, you got to understand that the word of God says in Hebrews 13 and verse 8 that Jesus Christ, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, the same Jesus that walked the dusty roads of Galilee. He is still working miracles today. But he's working those miracles through his holy apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. And I believe that word of God. You know, the word of God says in St. John chapter 14 and verse 12, Jesus told us, he said, now listen, broadnecks. He said, the works that I do, greater works than these should you do, should the preacher do. He said, because I go to my Father. Well, I function and I operate in that kingdom authority. Yes, I'm a kingdom man. And I know my kingdom rights. And I know my kingdom citizenship in the kingdom of God. And I have my keys. And you should have your keys that Jesus has given you. He said, I've given you the keys to the kingdom. Keys? Keys unlock things. Keys lock things. He said, I have given you the keys to the kingdom. And he said, whatsoever you bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose in the earth realm, it shall be loosed in heaven. Well, I believe that word of faith. I believe that word of God. We're not serving a used-to-do-it God, a used-to-do-it Jesus. Oh, no. We serve a Jesus that is able to do it for you right here, and he's able to do it for you right now. You see, Brother Ken, I love to hear him testify because, you know, he just tell it like it is. I mean, he didn't try to dress it up. He said, yes, my credit was tore up from the flow up. He just told it all. But look, God got the glory. God gave him his own business, and then God gave him his own home. And I want you to know, Ken and I, we are still connected. And my God, let me tell you, he is booming. He's on top. He's going higher. And not only is he operating one business, but now he's operating businesses. Yes, God have expanded him. God has given him the increase. You see, I shared with him the divine law of expansion. And he began to work that divine law of expansion. And the next thing you know, he gave birth to another business and to another business. And on this coming Sunday morning, right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, I'm going to be teaching on the divine law of expansion. And I tell you, I'm going to show it to you from Scripture. I'm going to show it to you from the Word of God, and I'm going to give you some scriptures to pray, to stand on, and I promise you this, you're going to experience expansion in every area of your life, in wisdom, in knowledge, and even in divine understanding. Because with all of you getting, you got to get what? In understanding. Sunday morning. Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive. Someone said to me, said, James Broadnax, you just different. And I said, what do you mean I'm different? He said, because you preach the power of God. You preach the anointing of God. You preach the blessings of God. You preach about the success of God, the prosperity of God. And I said, you know what? That's not different. That's just what Jesus anointed me to teach and to preach. And I believe the Bible. I believe in miracles now. I believe in healing now. I believe in deliverance now. I believe we can have prosperity now. Jesus said, and I repeat, in St. John 10:10, I am come that you have life, but that you have it more abundantly. Listen to me very carefully. Now, tonight at 6:30 p.m., we're going in prayer. The intercessors, we're going to gather here, and we're going to pray. And I believe that miracles are absolutely going to happen. And that's at 6:30 p.m. right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. And praise and worship around 7 p.m. About 7:10, 7:15, I'm going to begin to teach that word of God. Around 8 o'clock, we're going to be stepping out of those doors. But I tell you what, I'm going to share some information with you tonight, kingdom information that's going to get you out of that rut, that's going to unlock blessings. Oh, yes, I'm talking about sharing kingdom teaching and information, you know, to get your faith on the upward swing of life. You know, we're going to get you off of that old downward spiral talking and that downward spiral thinking. No, we are going to get you into some optimistic faith. And we're going to get you out of that old pessimistic spirit. You know, ain't expecting nothing to change, ain't expecting nothing to get better. you know, just think this is it. You know, no, the devil is a lie. This is not it. God has more for you. God has promised you more.